What's up, everybody? It's the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. You are live on Trey Love Radio, baby. We're doing it, B-I-G. And you know what I'm doing, when I'm doing, where I'm supposed to be doing it. And right now, I'm doing it live from the Sugar Shack in Hollywood, California, baby. Hollywood. You understand what I'm saying, Chuck? Did you heard me? Doing it, B-I-G, because I'm T-R-E, the one and only Playboy Comedy. That's the only way I know how to do it, baby. You understand what I'm saying? My flow is what it is, and I make what I make, and I just do what the hell I do, man. I'm having a good time today, man. It's a beautiful day. Welcome to Twitter Me Tuesday. If you want your twit played with, then you need to be tuned in. You understand what I'm saying? Tell a friend, call in, man, 310-861-2317. I want to start by saying everybody welcome. Welcome to today's segment of Twitter Me Tuesday. Those of us who are just anybody, everybody that's anybody, of course, knows Ashford and Simpson, know that that is a great, great, wonderful group, husband and wife team, who have been around since the days of Motown, man. So, I mean, and I'm going to tell you, doing my research, which I do research, y'all, you understand what I'm saying? In order to be a king, you got to know how to read. You understand what I'm saying, Chuck? And you heard me. So I did a little research and found out, you know, that Ashford and Simpson were behind some of the greatest hits ever recorded in Motown. So I just want to give a big rest in peace to Mr. Nick Ashford, who we lost yesterday, everyone. He succumbed to throat cancer. It's a very sad thing. I see you over there, Chevette. Thank you, darling. Thank you. One of my loyal listeners, showing love, man, showing love as always. But, yeah, he lost his life to throat cancer, which is a very tragic, tragic, tragic thing. I just want to say to the family, one thing I do in this life that I always try to make sure I do is no matter what, is I try to be good to people, you know, because, see, the thing is, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I'm going to say that one more time, family. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. You know, we can, you know, go through life and we can have issues with our parents, our loved ones, you know what I'm saying, certain friends and things of that nature. And, you know, as you get older and, you know, you start realizing things, the older you get, the closer you get to death, and that's for any of us. But, you know, I noticed, like, in life, you know, in your youth, you know, we see no tomorrow. You know what I mean? We don't see when we're 21. We don't see one day that, hey, one day I'm going to be 35. You don't see at 35, one day I'm going to be 65. You know, you don't see these things. You hope for them, you know what I mean? And you know that they are coming, but when you are just in your youth, you know, at times we tend to take life for granted. So I just want to say that in the memory of Nick Ashford, who I'm just going to say 70 years is a well-spent life. You know what I mean? I want to give him blessings and know that God did give him a full life. That's 70 years. But even still, when you lose someone, it's quite tragic. And I can sit here and arrogantly talk about, you know, it being a good and fulfilled life. But there are people right now that are the true people in his life, not people such as myself and most of us, which are fans, but people like his wife, you know what I'm saying, who is definitely, I'm sure, going through a very hard time knowing that she's lost her companion, you know, a companion, love, life loves. When you're with someone, you know, for all the years that these two were married, it can really take a toll on you losing that person. I know it's hard. So let's make sure we keep his wife lifted up, his wife and his family and the people, again, like I said, that truly knew him and knew him best. Let's keep them lifted up in sincere prayer. I want to just say a prayer real quick for Mr. Nick Ashford. Then I'm going to read an article on him. And then, as you know, when we rest someone in peace on the Trey Love Radio Show, we do it with style and we do it with class. So my prayer today is, everyone within the sound of my voice, just join with me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you grateful for the moment that you gave us with Mr. Nick Ashford, and we ask that you and you alone take on his soul and take him to the place that he is supposed to be in. We pray for comfort for his family and loved ones. And Father, all we ask you to do is cover them with that Holy Spirit and do what you do best. All this we pray in your name. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nick Ashford, one half of the legendary Motown songwriting duo Ashford and Simpson, that penned elegant, soulful classics for the likes of Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, and funk hits for Chaka Khan and others. Died on Monday at age 70. His former publicist said, Ashford, who along with his wife Valerie Simpson wrote some of Motown's biggest hits, died in New York City Hospital, said Liz Rosenberg, who also was Ashford's longtime friend. He had been suffering from throat cancer and had undergone radiation treatment, she said. Though they had some of their greatest hits, their successes at Motown with classics like Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand by Ross, You're All I Need to Get by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ashford and Simpson also created classics for others like the anthem I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan and later remade by Whitney Houston. Whew, I bet some of you didn't know that. See, that's the beauty of research and the beauty of what we have today on the World Wide Web to be able to find out all this information, because even myself, prior to his demise, this is something I did not know. So, again, in true Trey Love Radio fashion, I want to say to him, rest in peace, and to his family, stay strong. This next song and this moment and this entire show is dedicated to Mr. Nick Ashford.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh are waiting back. I thought we'd get
say goodbye to a loved one in depth. You know, when we live life with people and we have disagreements and we have arguments and we have issues, we can easily say goodbye to that person in this moment and leave that person alone and not deal with that person and not talk to that person. And kind of like what I like to call grant uncontested divorces, which I will do in a minute and I'm guilty of doing. But in times of a person's demise, in times of a person's death, there is no coming back from. So it's forever. It's gone. It's eternal. The chapter and that person's life is forever closed. So I want to thank Mr. Nick Ashford for all that he gave us. I mean, you know, those hits, man. He and his lovely wife, Valerie, you know, those hits were just amazing, man. You know, it's known that I'm a Marvin Gaye fanatic, man. I mean, I still love Marvin as if he was here today and if he was still jamming. So they was kicking cuts back then. But let's see if we got a little something, man, to show y'all what Nick and his old lady was about. See if y'all can hear this. Not run away. No time to play. Solid. Ow. Yeah, man, that's just a little something I could get, you know what I'm saying, my hands on. Y'all remember that cut, solid as a rock, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how they did back then, you know, show love, stay with each other through thick and thin, through no matter what. That's love, man. That's real, real sincere love, man. And I want to thank both of them for showing us the way, showing us the path. That love is real. Love can last, you know. I'm sure that all the years that they were married, imagine some of the things that went on behind closed doors. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Imagine some of the things that they went through, some of the times that they really didn't like each other. And that's the beauty of real life and real love, because love, when it's real, it's not perfect. And see, that's the thing. When you accept the imperfections of someone and you're willing to accept the imperfections of that person, that's when your love is sincere. And it's going to go places, you know what I'm saying? And it's really going to last. It's going to stand the test of time, you know? And today's subject, you know, I want to just go ahead and talk about it. You know, I just picked this subject because of just things that I've experienced in life and things that I'm seeing in life and just observing, you know, from people, couples, and, you know, just sharing things with people. And I would love, you know, for some of you guys to call in and give me your input, 310-861-2317. If not, we can chat on the sidebar and discuss this. But Love is a word, a four-letter word, like, I ain't going to say that, I'm going to be clean on this show, but love, and I'm going to tell you, I look at both love and hate, you know what I'm saying? Those are the two strongest forms of emotions, you know, they are very strong, love and hate, so this does make the two of them somewhat compatible, because it's so ironic, you know, somebody, you can see two people that love each other, and then, you know, a year later or a month or so later, and be like, dang, you know, they no longer love each other. As a matter of fact, they hate and despise each other. So where does this come from? Love is a word that's used, in my opinion, somewhat loosely. You know, I mean, it's in my name, so, you know, I can't – I got to watch how I talk about that word, because that is a word that it's sincere to me, you know, because I do believe in love. I believe in love. A lot of people don't believe in love, you know, and they – you know, I've heard people say that they didn't believe in love. And, you know, that comes from being hurt and having situations go on in your life and heartbreak and things like that. And it truly happens to the best of us. So don't, but even still, the way I look at life is no matter what you go through, love should still be there, you know, because love is sincere and love is true. And be mindful of what you love and why you're loving what you love, you know. Some girls get into relationships because they're looking for a savior. You know, they want a man to come and take them away and sweep them off their feet. Some girls figure, okay, I'm at a certain age in my life, so I guess it's time for me to settle down. And they settle not really knowing or taking the time to realize how much they really do or don't love a person. So love can be confusing. And at times love, we all have made mistakes in love. I know I'm quite guilty because I love love. I'm Trey Love, baby. Love is sincere coming from me, you know. But you have to be mindful, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, to my listeners, and you have to be careful. And you can't give your love to everybody because everybody doesn't deserve your love. And the thing that I think when they say it's the root of all evil, I truly do believe, and this does stand true to me in my heart, the love of money is truly the root of all evil. Not having money, because, see, we all need to have money in order to survive. Don't get me wrong. Let me say what I'm saying. I want to make sure that I'm clarified on what I'm trying to get across to my listeners. we do need money. We need money to eat. We need money to, for the keys. My uncle calls it communication, that's your phone, transportation, that's your car, your bus, and shelter, that's where you live. So you do need, you know, money in order to take care of the basics of your life. But when you put money above truth, when you put money above relationships, when you put money above your heart, you know, and above all things, you're going to fall, and everything you're doing is going to fail because, you know, even with what I do, you know, the entertainment business, I love being an entertainer. You know, Hammer once said, and I mean, God bless him, man. People don't know. They think he broke. Hammer got money. But Hammer once said that he would dance for free, you know, and that's when, you know, something is in your heart. You know, when you get into the entertainment business, sometimes, you know, contractually and things happen and you can't show your face without getting a certain amount of money, and all that's fine, you know. But honestly, I appreciate the blessing of being where I am today. Of course, I want more. You know, I do want more. I'm not going to sit on this radio and act as if I don't want more money and more things out of life. I want more, but you know what? God gave me a contentment, a peace. Y'all, I got a roof over my head. You hear me? And there was a time that I didn't. I had food in my refrigerator, and there was a time that I didn't. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful for what God has blessed me with today because it can be taken in a moment's notice, and I know that. So that's why I cherish each and every moment and each and everything I have, and I cherish every person that is in my life, and I cherish you all, and I have value. I think value of all you, and I don't look at you and think any money. I think love, and if you're around me and you're with me, know that I love you, man, whoever you are. I have care for you deep inside me, so I'm going to go ahead and jam. This song is to the naysayers and to them devils out there. Don't think that you're getting away with anything because you are being watched and you reap what you sow. And remember, karma is the only universal truth. There's an equal and opposite reaction to everything you do. So when you're putting negative out there about somebody, trust me, it's going to come back to you. You better watch what you love it.
Some people feeling it.
What you love, and welcome back to Trey Love Radio. This is your host, the one and only Trey Love, Playboy Comedy. Man, make sure y'all listen to the whole show. It's 11:25 a.m. I'm going to be riding until 1 o'clock p.m. Got a lot to talk about today. You know, as I say, I started the show with the rest in peace to our fallen entertainer, Mr. Nick Ashford, who succumbed to throat cancer. Again, rest in peace to him. But I hope y'all paid attention to that song, you know, for the love of money. What will people do? People will lie. People will cheat. People will connive. They'll steal. They'll walk all over you for some money. You understand? And being an entertainer, I really, truly have to be careful. I'm really watching, especially now with the things I've gone through, watching who I love or allow to pretend they love me. Ooh, that was deep what I said. Watching who I allow to love or pretend to love me, because when it's all said and done, who really loves you as much as you think you do? You put trust, you put faith in the people, and then what they do is they betray that trust. And where's the love then? You know what I'm saying? Are they loving you when they're betraying you? You know, are they loving you when they're lying to you? Are they loving you when they're taking from you? You have to be mindful of these things, you know? So, and like I said, as an entertainer, the reason why you have to be careful, because your reputation is so important. And a lot of the masses really don't understand the importance of, especially being an entertainer, being a public figure. Anybody could do anything. You know, you got people out there that steal every day, but when Nona Ryder stole, oh, it was big news. People get divorced every day. People cheat on their spouses every day, but oh, when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bill Clinton did it, it was big news. When Tiger Woods did it, it was big news. You see what I'm saying? So to the ones and my fellow entertainers out there and the people that I just want to tell you, man, protect your image. Protect your image. Protect who and what you are, and be mindful of the people you let close, because, you know, people get into rages, and then, like I said, where does the love go then? The love goes out the window, because at that point, it's a selfish anger, and it's not love. So I want to welcome to my show today my co-host and good friend, man. This young lady has just helped me immensely, man. She's a wonderful human being, great person, a buddy of mine, man. What's up, E? Ebony Brown, everybody. Welcome to Trey Love Radio. How you feeling today, lady?
I'm feeling great. Hello, hello. I just first and foremost want to send out a most all my prayers and support to our fallen star, you know, Nick Ashford. He's one of a definite icon and legendary, you know, figure that, you know, that kind of raw peer talent is just irreplaceable. So I definitely first and foremost want to send my condolences to his fans and his family. And then secondly, I want to send a big, huge hug and kisses and appreciation to Mr. Trey Love himself for allowing me this opportunity to come on and share and be on the air with him and spend this time with our listeners, and we're ready to go.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just know that this is what we're going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be reaching the masses, and we're going to go hard. We're going to go full force. There's going to be a lot of guests coming. You know, I got my girl Monica Hughes out there on the East Coast. You know, she's lining up things as well. So Trey Love Radio is really, it's expanding. You know, we're getting bigger. We're getting greater. And just to tell the people straight up, I was approached last night about taking my show viral, not just where you can hear me audio, but I'm not going to say any names right now, but just say to the people that we are going to possibly be going visual where, you know, I'm going to be live streaming my show. And the gentleman who I was speaking with yesterday, we're talking about having like 50,000 live viewers, man. We're going to make sure we touch everybody and get the word out there, man, and let them know that Trey Love is coming, baby. You know what I'm saying? He's ruling the world. So I just want to thank you for your continued support. Also, before we get into today's topic, I want to tell the family what's cracking. Yo, last night, y'all, I was in rehearsal for a play, and I have to give credit where it's due. This young lady, Ebony Brown, hooked me up with it. I got a very solid character, and I'm excited. So I just want to thank you live on the air for what you did for me, Mom.
Oh, well, you are most welcome. You know, it's all love.
Yeah, man. So look here, what we're going to do is real quick, because, you know, I'm going to spice it up a little bit and get, you know, get everybody kind of cracking. You know, I want to get a little mood music going real quick. And once we get, you know what I'm saying, a little hyped up, then from there I'm going to go on and come back, and we're going to and we're going to do this. We're going to do this. I want to we're going to do this live, you know what I'm saying? So to everybody, man, get ready to jam, man. Yo, I'm going to go to music real quick. We're going to come back, and we're going to discuss love for the wrong reason.
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? O que, que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo. Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok. Tá bem.
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass. Down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes frontin' with attitude. Talking about their rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You wanna get that mic, grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? To the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stress LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss that you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous. It's quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ. You might see me in GA, just showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing ballet. I might give her my CLA and take her to the chalet. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips, a look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality. That's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finish with some alizé.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many. Oh, can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I fed it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record.
Get this cracking. This is going to be real interesting. I'm anticipating this getting real hot and heavy.
Well, that's why I got you on the line, sweetheart, because we definitely got to put this out there, put the word out there, and let the people know what's going on, get their opinions, you know what I'm saying, give our opinions, and let's just chop it up, me and you, for now. You know, I want to shout out my girl, Miss Fancy. I know you're on the line, you know what I'm saying. I got a couple people that are that don't want to say their names and don't want to be heard on the radio but are chatting with me, so feel free to go to Facebook.com/artisticallytreylove. That's A-R-T-I-S-T-A-C-A-L-L-Y-T-R-E-L-U-V. feel free to go to that page and chop it up with me. I got my girl, Miss Fancy, on the line. She just wants to chop it up and say hi. She doesn't want to be heard. So if you don't want your name said, I got that, y'all. Just let me know the instructions on how you want to do it. Hey, Keisha, my girl, Lakeisha. I can't say her last name. Lakeisha, what's up, girl? How you been? So let's talk. E, give me your rundown, like love. You know, you are a mother. You know, you've been in relationships. Tell me, like, just get a family, you know, some of your reasoning and background about love and how you feel about love and what do you consider the right and wrong reasons to love?
This is so layered and so, you know, 3 and 4 and 5D dimensional that I'm kind of all over the place with this one. Just we're going to start with our topic itself with, you know, for all the wrong reasons. I mean, I can start that off definitely by bringing convenience in. And when I say convenience, I mean that, you know, people tend to get in or solidify, we should say, quote unquote, these relationships and these unions based on convenience. And convenience can open up a whole other array of avenues. But we just going to talk about the word itself for convenience and what the dictionary terminology for that definition of that word is. But the double-edged sword with being in a relationship for convenience is that if that's the only reason you're there, then there's going to be a whole array of other qualities that you actually need to be fulfilled as an individual being met. So when you look at convenience, how I would sum that up as far as being in love for all the wrong reasons is, how can convenience be a source of love when there's nothing convenient about being miserable? Because if you're not really getting all your needs fulfilled, you're not happy, but it's something about this partnership that brings a benefit to you. But at what cost are you gaining this benefit? So I would definitely jump this conversation off with that.
Well, hey, you know, E, that's why I really had to have you on this show, because you're very expressive and you're very, very wise in your conversation and opinion. I want to kind of amen that, you know, and I want to say, coming from a male perspective, something that I've learned, you know, and being quite a bachelor within my days, and, you know, not fronting the fact that, you know, of course, being Trey Love, I have, I'm going to say I've kissed many frogs. trying to make one my princess. Oh, God, I'm ignorant. But yeah, as I said, I've kissed many frogs. But the thing I've noticed about a lot of women, and I want to give you props to that. Women mostly are looking for security. They're looking for a man to give them the security that they need financially, the security that they need financially, hell, all the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? I've come to realize, and this is something I've learned too, a lot of times, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, but I've been the guy that most women have liked and loved just to love, not because of what monies I had or what I do for them, because all I really have is some really hard penis and some I can cook. That's pretty much it. I cannot take care of you. You understand what I'm saying? That's something that I've made perfectly clear to all women that I've dated. Now, one day, possibly, if I love you enough and I get in position to be able to take care of you, that's a possibility. But as of right now, all I have, as I said, and I say it live on Trey Love Radio, yes, ladies, all I really have for you, if you want some hard penis and you want to enjoy yourself, I'm a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying? I never claim to be nothing but gorgeous, and you want a dime brother on your arm, I got you, you know? But as far as me, as far as me paying your cable bill and your phone bill and any other bill that you know, you need to get you a sugar daddy, because that's not who I am. Captain Save-A-Ho is not Trey Love-A-Ho. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm putting that out there first and foremost. I have children. I have a career that I'm pursuing. You understand what I'm saying? I have things that I'm doing. And I'd be damned, you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to take care of any grown person. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't care how fine you is. I told people before, I be seeing brothers like, you know, just spending all their money around. I don't even want a piece of pussy that good. That's going to have me just out there, just take my money. my house and my car. No, you can't have none of my shit. Look, we can work together.
So in other words, to all the ladies that's listening to Mr. Love, there's a such thing as security, and there's a such thing of the illusion of. So you better pick your battles, you know what I mean? You better make sure you're setting yourself up to win, you know? Because
you know
when you're dealing with Mr. Love.
I'm glad you said that, because it really is an illusion. A lot
Definitely.
Of these women, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you used the perfect word, illusion, because, you know, we look at people, some people, they have a nice car and a nice house and they dress nice, and you think, oh, they got it going on. Then under the surface, here go my thing, with that car, that house, and all that stuff, one word come with that, y'all, bills, B-I-L-S. Ain't nobody sponsoring them. You understand what I'm saying? So they got to bust they behind to get out there every day to live within those means, to keep up with the Smiths and the Joneses and this and that. So, you know, yeah, so love, you better just, see, that's the thing about me. You got to love me, and you got to love me sincerely, because I ain't got no damn money.
But see, that's where, with that illusion, you know, with that illusion is real, you know, it's real tricky, because most of the time, you know, women are out looking for security, but when you speak of security, like, what really does that mean? Like, beyond money, what does security really mean? Because if you got a brother by your side and he can't fight, he can't protect you. No way. He's not the dude.
Exactly.
Like you say, you are not the dude to financially bear, you know, the burden of a woman's expenses and take care of her. So when you talk about security, it needs to be some clarity in what, just not women, but men, because you have a lot of men that seek, you know, the same thing in women. So that word security can be, you know, so dimensional within itself, because it don't mean the same thing for everybody. And most people that's lacking that from somebody else, they're lacking something within themselves, because when you seek somebody else for something, that puts you in a dependent seat. And when you put yourself in a dependent seat, then, you know what I mean? There's something that's not all the way together where it's supposed to be on the home front. So, you know, when you say security, we can go a whole bunch of different places with that, you know?
Wow. That, I mean, deep. And the thing I've learned is like you say, you got to love yourself first. You got to find contentment in who you are first before you can love someone else or because, see, a lot of times, this is something I've noticed, too. People are miserable, right? And then they come into a relationship and bring their misery into the relationship. And 9 times out of 10, the other person doesn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know, it's
then they fear.
Yeah. So, you know, what are you bringing? Really think about, analyze what are you bringing to the person that you call yourself loving. So that's deep, man. And I appreciate you for that statement. So let's talk about it from another angle, like love. Do you think, because men always, you know, brothers always like, oh, I had sex with her, but I love you. How do you feel about that, you know, when from a woman's perspective? Because if can a woman, you think, love one man and still have feelings and emotions and friendships with another man?
Definitely.
Wow.
I think it's just.
That's true. I found
that to be true. It's just a human trait, like, no matter how you suppress it, no matter how you deal with it, no matter how you identify it, there you're gonna have emotions towards other things that have occurred in your life. So when you talk about love and the essence of love itself, I hear a lot of people, they're so jaded by the word love and what to them love means, and you need to do this and be this type of person. But technically, the essence of love itself is not conditional. There's nothing conditional about love itself, because when you think about love, it's raw and it's infinite. There's no timeline on love. Now, the relationship and partnerships that love grow out of may dissipate, but every individual that touch your life leave a part of you with them, part of them with you that you can't do a damn or darn thing about. So in that essence within itself, that love that you share with that person that you say now you can't hate is the worst individual on the face of the earth, I don't know why I did that, they still left something with you that you cannot control and do nothing about. And that essence, that stain on your soul, on your core, is infinite, and you can't do nothing about it. So love itself carries on. You might on the surface say he abused me or she abused me, she mistreated me, he mistreated me, whatever the circumstances may be. But like I say, in the dissipation of that relationship, something was left. Something,
you know,
a part of that individual was left with you.
Let me amen that, because I'm gonna tell you the truth. I always say, and I've said this before, about love and hate. You know what I'm saying? Being very close. I'm not gonna get into details, but you know, I put it out there. I have a set of twins, 17-year-old daughters. I had, you know, kids at a young age, and you know, the woman I had kids with, you know, we were young, we were, you know, vibrant. You know, I thought she was just drop dead beautiful, gorgeous. She thought I was fly. So we got together, and it was like, you know, and even though we weren't purposely out to have kids, we ended up having those children. And a lot of the reason why I've had so much conflict with her, something that I've learned over the years, I thought in my head, I'm like, with the way she treated me, I'm like, this girl must hate me. She must hate me. But I've come to find out, you know, from discussions with other people, such as family members, even with my kids, they'll tell me in a minute, no, she loves you. You know, she just can't stand you, but she really does love you. Like, she won't admit it, but she loves you. And it's crazy because I'm man enough to admit, even though I don't want her in any way no more, I'm not going to sit in a ditch the girl. I'm not saying I hate her, but I don't want to be in a relationship with her because of all the bad things that happened between us, you know, and the lies that were told to and on me. So I definitely don't want to be in a relationship with her. But I can truly sit here and say, as a man, if I can say that I don't love the mother of my children, then I'd be lying. I don't have a love for her where I want, oh, baby, be with me. No, but she mothered my children, you know, and I mean, she's done me terribly wrong. So when you talked about the conditions, the unconditional love, that's where, to me, the true essence of love comes in. Is it really has no condition. So what
There's
I'm going to do
no.
real quick, man, yeah, we're going to go on and play a couple of songs, but I want to continue that because I want to talk about conditions, man. We're going to go on and do a little music, but definitely stay on the line, E, because this is a hot show. So we're going to come back with that. You know, love without any conditions. But for now, baby, you know what I'm saying? Straight love fashion. I got to give it to the ladies. Here you go.
Tattoo on your bed of rhyme. Conversation underneath the sheet, you know me. this lady, you was parking a Rover. Jumped out the car and I met you at the door. 3 seconds in the house and your panties on the floor. Kiss you in your mouth and your hands on my cheek. Straight action on the carpet, rub burns on my knees. Overdose on the blood, stretch marks on my chest. Satisfied, guaranteed with the Playboy set.
5 in the morning.
Loving me when it's the call that you want, girl, you're very beautiful, but I know you're real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. I'm sorry to do you wrong, just leave you alone, but I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone, so.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. Will you get off my telephone, Robert? Will you please get off my goddamn phone?
See, woman.
Yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
Well, I love your scream so much. Girl, you know I need your cream.
I love your scream so much, it's in my dream.
I love your scream.
Girl, you know I need your cream. I guess you know that you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented, so please tell me that we'll do this once again.
Friends. Welcome back to Trey Love Radio. I just want to put this out there, man. This is real life, y'all. Life is going to have ups and it's going to have downs. I don't care who you are, how much money you got, who you with, what type of lifestyle you think you're living, where you think you are. Life for each and every one of us is going to have ups and downs. Life is trials and tribulations. You understand what I'm saying? And that's real for every person walking this earth. I want to really put this out there. Walt Disney fucked a lot of y'all women up with this happily ever after bullshit. There's no such thing as that, lady. You can be with someone and you can have a happily ever after in love with that person, but you best trust and believe. It may be that man's fault. It may be that woman's fault. But either way, life is going to have an ebb and it's going to have a flow, period. It's going to have an up and it's going to have a down. Now, it's funny because my boy Giovanni, want to shout out to the people. Don't forget the Black Affair, y'all. We're going to be doing that September 3rd. But my boy Giovanni put something out there on Facebook a while back, and this stands to be true. When everything is good and you got money and you're high rolling, everybody loves you, man. After the comedy show that you rip and you get on stage, you know, everybody loves you. You know, when you're riding high and things are going good and you're popular, everybody loves you. But when you're broke, when you have a bad set at the comedy club, I'm talking about for me now, you know, and things ain't going so good, then from there, you know what happens? These same people that loved you, call them in. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, well, what's up, dog? Call them same girls. Hey, baby, what's up? Oh, hey. Run up to them in the club. They're looking at you like your breath stinks. So, see, that's a conditional love. Think about that. Does your love for the person, your significant other, does it have conditions? Your love for your friends, does it have conditions? Or do you truly love that person in essence when they're down at their lowest? Are you going to talk to them and are you still going to love them? Something to think about. I'm going to bring my co-host Big E back on the line. Yo, E, what's happening with it?
What's up?
Chilling. First of all, I want to thank you for such a fabulous show, man. Your opinions are not only appreciated, but they're great, intelligent, wise, beyond measure. So let's discuss that, what we were discussing before we went to music. You know, we were talking about love having conditions, and I was explaining, you know, just like with my children's mother, even though we don't talk, we don't see each other, we don't have a good relationship, and I'm going to be honest, that's on her because I am, all these years, I've been open to her, open for conversation, open to do things, to see what's going on with these children, you know what I'm saying? We have children together, so there's, to me, it always seemed like, you know, and I lost my mother, and a lot of people took advantage of me. I'm going to be honest, took advantage of that situation once I lost my mother, because when I lost my mother, I had really no foundation, no backup, you know what I mean? You know, so I didn't really have anyone, and people don't realize you kind of do need a support system sometimes, you know? I didn't really have anyone to assist or help me or support me through my struggles, and a lot of people, especially my children's mother, took advantage of me, but here's the uncondition. Here's the condition that I don't have. I'm not bitter. I'm not holding it against her. I'm of course, you know, I look back on it, and I mean, I have regrets somewhat, but the thing I've learned about life is you can't really have regrets. You got to forgive yourself first, and you forgive that other person, and that's why I'm going to continue to be able to move on and be blessed, because unconditionally, woman, you mothered my kids. I love you, and I'm putting that out there in the universe to the energy. You know, I'm not, hey, yo, for whatever it is, man, I ain't that type of dude, man. Love is real, love is love, and love is true, and love truly does not have conditions. I like that song by New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? When everything is peachy, creamy, you know, everything's good. She's smiling, she with you. But then as soon as things go sour or go the way she don't want to, then she on the phone calling her other dude. You see what I'm saying? Or trying to look for something that ain't there. So love should be constant, you know. And love is pain. Pain is love. There's going to be ups and downs in relationships. And I'm going to say to y'all sisters, a lot of reason, you know, and E, I want you to kind of amen it. A lot of reason why a lot of you are single is because, to me, and this is just my opinion, a lot of sisters don't know how to deal with love without conditions.
Oh, definitely. And I'm glad you said that, because that was definitely a point that I wanted to make. And women, more so or less, are very guilty of this. And just speaking as a woman, one of the biggest concerns in relationships, once you get past the facade that people put on, you know, and this illusion of who they want the other individual to think they are, and then the smoke clears, it's like you get caught up and you get it twisted, because you have this expectation of somebody else meeting your ideal. are your ideas. Like, you can't assume that because someone takes an interest into you, then they're supposed to march to your beat. You know, you have two people that you're meshing together, you know, and a relationship itself is one of the hardest things, if you think about it, that you'll do in this lifetime or in each and everybody's individual lifetime, because you're taking two entities, two individuals, meshing life together and sustaining and making it work. That's like, you know, heaven and hell wrapped up in one and trying to find that medium of utopia. You know, come on now. It's like it takes a lot of work to sustain a relationship. But I think that that's one of the biggest misconceptions, that women go into these relationships assuming that men are supposed to perform or act or do things a certain way. And one of my biggest hooks that I love, I love you just the way you are, blah, 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 blah. So the whole thing about it is that with all that individual, this is to the ladies right now, and this is to my fellas too, with all the whoever you're seeing, dating, loving, liking, boo-thang, and freaking, whatever, you know. That individual.
Hold on. Keep your point, but start that over, because I like that. Well, whoever you doing what to, say, no, one more time, just for me. Hold on, just for me. I need that. That was beautiful. Say it again. Whoever you what now, say what you're doing to him. Loving, banging. Oh, girl, cover me, somebody. I'm getting hot. Ooh, where is my Martin Luther King church fan? One finger headed to the back of the church. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You are too funny.
That was good to me. Go ahead.
No, but seriously, when you bring people together like that, the biggest misconception and the biggest price that people, and this is no gender line right now, what people do is that they get into these situations and everything, my opinion, is the person that, like I said, loving, liking, freaking, boo-thang, and you know what I mean, like, whatever, it's like, whoever that individual is, you take that individual at their worst, right?
Wow.
When you take that individual at their worst, if you don't like the individual that stands before you at their worst, who they are, all their flaws and all, you know, this person that you can't get enough of, you know, want to keep texting and calling you all days of the night, you checking in on, but you're still dealing with this person, but you have all these characteristics about this person that just don't work for you, but yet you still keeping this person around. And then next thing you know, it's like, well, why he did this or why she did this, or I can't stand him, or I want a divorce, or I hate her, why I have his baby, all of these different dynamics that come from the core of this person that you already knew had these characteristics. If you can't accept that person, flaws and all, then that's not the individual for you. Based on the fact solely that we get in these relationships, and because now this man give you a ring, you think you, you know, Princess Diana herself, and you, you know, you warrant the royalties of the land or whatnot. But the catch 22 to that is that you get into this situation hoping that you're throwing that thing good enough to conform that person to your ideas. And this is for men and women, but you going in on hope. I hope one day he do something different. I hope one day now that I done did this X, Y, and Z for her that she become this different individual. When the reality is that person already showed you who they are. And when somebody show you who they are, believe them. Don't go in with your own ideas of who you think or desire this person to be, flaws and all. You have to look at that man and say, if he never changes, can I spend the next 5, 10, 20 years of my life with this individual? Because right now you just on a hope and a desire that this man might give you something different, but right now you ain't getting it.
Wow.
So, therefore, all that being said, you know, you got to learn to embrace and accept. And so that may even be to don't stop settling or stop shortchanging yourself. If you want something, stop coming in, because women put up smoke screens just like men do. Stop coming in on this illusion of things and this desperation of partnership. You know, if it ain't broke, you can't fix it. And if it's broke, You see what I'm saying? And you looking for some kind of fix. If it's broke already and you looking for some kind of fix, you got to identify the source of your own dysfunction before you even go into a union with somebody.
Let me cut you off real quick, because that's one thing I've noticed, too, about women. Women, and you talked about them getting together. One thing me and my uncle joke about, we call it the sisterhood. And what the sisterhood does is, and I'm going to tell you, it's mainly my African-American women, my sisters who I love and adore. You all get together at the beauty shop, at your little yahtzee parties, at the house, and y'all get your little same dresses on. And what y'all do is y'all have a meeting about how bad y'all man is, and he ain't this, and he ain't that, and I'm so tired of him, and I can't stand him. And then you taking advice from each other, you know what I'm saying, and giving each other advice. And the thing is about the advice some of you are giving, you don't, that man that woman has may not be like your man. Your man may be out of jail. Your man may be a gangbanger. Your man may be a drug dealer. Your man may be a thief. Your man may be a pimp. Your man may be a player. Your man may be a hustler. And that's your man. This young lady's man may be just a good damn man, a man that works, a man that takes care of you, his family, loves you. But see, what happens is it becomes poison. And I'm going to say it, this thing happens by osmosis. And to my sisters, to the ones that do have a good man, focus on your damn man and get the hell away from these women that are bitter, single, and if they're not single, mad with the dude that they got, because the man that they got, literally, and I'm going to say straight out, like some of these fellas out here, you know what I'm saying, are really truly no good. I'm not saying all of them are any good, but see, some women are looking for something more, a fulfilling relationship. 9 times out of 10, certain ages of men, we're not trying to give you that. But then when you meet a man that's willing to give you the love, the care, the consideration, and the relationship that you want, understand that there's going to be some sacrifice that comes with that. The same thing that Ebony just said, it made so much sense. If we're going to be in a loving and committed relationship, it's going to take work. And it ain't just going to take work on the man side. It's going to take work on that female side, too. I remember my baby's mama, my ex-wife, told me one time, I'll never forget this to save my life. This is when I knew we were not going to make it. I, you know, was asking her just different things because we were having some real hard times in our relationship. And I remember she said to me, I said, well, why did you, you know, do this or why did you do that? And she told me flat out, well, I thought I could change you. Wow. And I'm have to amen exactly what Ebony said. Accept me and all my flaws. I'll accept you and all yours, but can you accept me and all mine? Like I said, that Walt Disney happily ever after bullshit is bullshit. Because, see, while a lot of ladies, you know what I'm saying, you're out there, you're single, you're sexing this dude, sexing that dude. First of all, if you just giving up the ass and, you know, I don't have to be in a commitment or relationship with you, I'm not really truly respecting you. I'm loving you and caring for you, but you're just a piece of ass to me. You're not a woman who I'm looking to have a child with, have a life with, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, it is what it is. I'm getting what I'm getting, and I'm moving on. But if you are the type of woman that wants a relationship and wants to settle down and wants to be with just one man, realize it's going to take some work to do that. And I personally don't think a lot of these women in this day and age are really raised and taught to really love a man the way they're supposed to. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read my horoscope, and then I'm going to read e-horoscope, and then I'm going to poke you women. You know, I got 36 so far. Well, actually 40, because I'm going to do both of my pages. Ladies and gentlemen, also, if you go to my page, facebook.com/artisticallytradelove, you can see I have over 5,000 friends, and that's the limit, and I apologize, man. I have like 50 people friend requests, and it's like I'm devastated because I just don't know what to do. But I'm going to try to transfer you all to my other page, which is facebook.com/comedian Trey Love. Please join me over there, man, because, like I said, I think of the greatest of all of you, and the fact that you all are requesting me means that I mean something to you, and in turn, that means you mean something to me, and that's love, and that's church. So let me go ahead and read my horo, and then I'm going to read e-horo, and then from there, we're going to go ahead, y'all, and get these pokes out the way and kick it to some more music. And y'all stay tuned, because I think this week, man, I might have a little surprise for you. Me and Forever Thug Miss, Forever the Realist, a.k.a. Thug Miss, you know, we did a track called The Boy Needs a Girl, and it's real hot and heavy, man. I can't wait to premiere it, you know. I'm using this tool to do all my work, trust me. Today, here's my horoscope for the Cancer. There is an opportunity for romance indicated in your chart today. If you are still single, you should get out and have some fun tonight. You could meet someone who shares your interests and passions, who is able to tweak your energy and creativity. That is quite freaking sexy. My last few horoscopes have been very, very sexy. I'm not even going to lie. That was sexy. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and find out what E sign is and get her horoscope read real quick. Hey, E, what's your sign, baby?
Lady Lioness needs no introduction.
Nah. Well, here you go. You can't tell them nothing. Lady Lioness. I don't know what the hell that is. Him.
No. That's a Leo, baby. It's a Leo.
I know it's a Leo. I was just messing with you. Hey, E, when was your birthday? Mine was July 7th.
The 10th, baby. Shorty right here is a 10. It's official, though. I can't do anything about it.
Y'all hear her, right? Y'all hear her. She's shining. She's shining like a diamond she is. You better go with your little badass. Miss Ebony Brown. And, yeah, her name, ladies and gentlemen, is on her birth certificate. Ebony Brown, that's a wonderful, beautiful black name, just like you, my sister. Okay, listen, here go your horror for the day. Someone may unexpectedly offer you a job, a raise, or new financial opportunities that are hard to resist. You may find yourself in the delightful dilemma of having to pick between two equally appealing opportunities. Follow the guidance of your heart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, this is what we already know before we get started. We know it ain't me because I ain't got no money.
And, you know, it wouldn't be you that I come to if I was in need of money. So, you know, we here. We on the same page.
I appreciate that. You know what? We going to last forever with that kind of friendship. Trust me on that. Now, what
forever, forever, ever?
Forever, ever? Sorry, hey, I do need to play Sorry, Miss Jackson. Dedicated to all of you. Hey, I heard that Andre wrote that dedicated to Erykah Badu's mother, man. Y'all got to know some behind-the-scenes stuff. And I was watching the Kardashians, too. And, you know, these mother-in-laws, man, they need to sit down somewhere and trust me because, you know, sometimes they think they got their children's best interests at heart. But, you know, a lot of times these mothers don't realize how powerful that influence is over the child. And to me, at times, a lot of these mother-in-laws are selfish. And they're trying to decide what their child should do. Let your child live their own life and make their own mistakes or make their own triumphs. But, you know, these mother-in-laws, and my mother kind of was the same way. You know, you got to get out the way and let your child live. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely do. I think that, you know, kicking knowledge to your kid or disclosing knowledge to your kid is pretty much setting them up to think the way you want them to think. But when you give your kid wisdom, you know, you setting them up to think for themselves. So it's a difference in just giving your kid knowledge and give your kid wisdom. And most parents are caught up in knowledge because they, you know, they implement their ideas on their kids. And, you know, it leaves little room.
Yeah. Right now, y'all, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to get these pokes out the way because my ladies be needing, good Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, my ladies be needing they pokes. So let me go on and give them to them. Lori, Shelly, and ladies, don't forget, as you get poked, I won't say your last name to protect the innocent. I know your dude wouldn't want you getting poked by Trey Love, so I'm going to keep it, you know what I'm saying, on the hush between me and y'all, but all over Facebook. Lori, Shelly, Sydney, Kim, Bridget, yeah, that's my girl, long hair, thick red bone. Candace, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. Edna, Sonia, Lori, Carla, Diamond, Fatu, Natasha, Gloria, Nisha, Kia, Coco, Janika, Tiffany, Marsha, Cynthia, Elizabeth, Carmen, Monica, Radiant, Penny, Shannon, Raquel, January, Paula, Marcia, Isis, Rainier, Deborah. Oh, that's a lot of pokes, man. That's 36 women. Hold on. I'm going to go to my other. Y'all stay on the line with me, man. I got to get this done because I got to get all my ladies, my fans, and friends. I love it, ladies. Love y'all be showing Trey. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns, y'all. I still smile no matter what. Keep that in mind because no matter what I go through, you best trust and believe. Trouble only lasts a day because after that, I'm back on it. To destiny, yeah, baby, you get yours. Carmen, Teresa, Charmaine, and Anika. That's my live post on Trey Love Radio today. For those of you who know, you already know what time it is. Once I poke them, You know what I'm saying? I have to lay it down, and I have to lay it down right and get a woman and get a people what they need. This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy kind of multi-talented, multi-faceted man. You don't know where you're going to catch me. You don't know where you're going to see me. You don't know how you're going to see me. But what I guarantee, motherfucker, is you will see me, baby, because I'm riding just like that. And that's church. Get it to him, y'all. Trey Love Radio.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
The club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker,
rocker.
I'm a rocker,
rocker.
I'm a rocker,
rocker.
I'm a rocker,
rocker.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her. Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Gon' be mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., and forget Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a queen in the club. I'm a bottle from Trey Love.
I'm a rocker, Dre.
You
know you
sing
on this beat, right?
She like my style. Order a shot for honey, child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. To the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Mirror, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
Get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray, thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king, got Gilroy, make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction, I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3T. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby? Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on.
game on, on, on. Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your tray game on.
Yeah, get your tray game on, baby. You know what I'm saying? You think you want to go, baby, do you really know, baby? Gage, get what good game, man. That's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My tray love just goes on and on and on and on. I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, if y'all want to battle, see me, baby, because I'm telling you, boy, don't let it fool you. I got more than just jokes, baby. I'm more than just a pretty face. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a true artist, baby. I am a true artist, a thespian. Your boy will rock the house in theater. You understand what I'm saying? Your boy do his thing in the acting. I'm going to go on and show you, throw something up on that. And as y'all can see, I've been in the studio, baby, and it's an album coming, and it's many facets to this nigga, man. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nothing about me average, baby. Realize and understand that. I remember my therapist asked me, do I think I have superpowers? I told her yes and asked her how she knew. Oh, man, man. Welcome back to the radio. Look here, I want to go ahead and give my birthday shouts real quick. Deshaun Smith, happy birthday. And Wanda White, who is a comic, you've seen her on Comic View, at Wanda White, man. Want to send her a much, much big, big love to you, and a happy birthday to you from Trey Love Radio. To Aisha England, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Mr. Damone McCollum, happy birthday, sir. To L.A. Rivers, happy birthday. And y'all already know, when I do the birthday thing, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I'm an advocate of good sex. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, like, you when you do it, make sure it's real good. Make sure the person you're doing it with, you're attracted to, so that way y'all can do it real hard. Like I told you, ladies, I ain't got no money, but I got some plenty hard penis for you. So for those of you who aren't getting it, make sure that if it's your birthday, get it. And I want to tell everybody, get some on your birthday, but don't be like your birthday, because, see, birthdays only come once a year. I'm so crazy. You should be coming 300 out of the 365. That's my word. Hey, this song is dedicated to everybody on their birthday. Get you some.
Shout out to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, come ride me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that poop. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanished with my face up. Now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty. Girl, you know I've been seeing you.
Ladies, like I said, you know, hey, if you're looking for a sugar daddy or a captain save a hoe, I'm not the one. But if you want to have a little fun and you're interested in playing, you know, you can always get with me. If you got an oral fixation and you want to play, you can. Yes, anytime you feel like it, ladies. And I'm so sincere. I'm wide open, and I mean, I taste great, and I'm less filling. Like I said, I never claim to be anything but gorgeous. So if you are looking to engage in some real fun, you can always step to me when you want to. I'm so ignorant. Look here, man, we're going to bring our co-host back to the set, man, and keep riding, man, because this is a phenomenal show. Hey, what's up, E? What's happening with you?
Hilarious.
Why are you laughing? I hear you over there like, hey, this
after all those pokes, the next show is going to have to be about protection.
Hey, you know what? That's an excellent subject. We got to bring that up. And for the ladies that know me, I'm magnum type, baby. I got one on right now. Do you hear me? I do not play. It's too much. I'm trying to tell you. I don't even take it off to pee. I pee inside the motherfucker, whip it off, and then put another one on. I am not playing with these girls out here. It is too much going on, man. It is too much going on. Like, you got to protect. And I'm glad you brought that up, because when you talk about love, you know, and being, and you know, with, okay, love. Love is one thing. We're talking about love in certain aspects. But let's talk about something that, you know, is real, monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in love and you love a person, and monogamy means you're only having sex with one person, and that, if, you know, when you're blessed to have that one significant person in your life that you can have sex with, you know, without a condom, let's, when you're in a relationship, people need to take that into account, you know, when you, and, you know, this goes to my fellas too as well, you know, especially my fellas, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're totally 100% committed to the relationship, and then you go out there and you give your penis to another woman. Well, imagine if the woman did the same thing to you. But to me, I'm going to tell you, it's not even so much. Monogamy has more to do, more than just sexual. I personally believe that in certain conversations, certain intimate ways, you still can not be monogamous, because if you're engaging with another, with a person of an opposite sex, we all know what happens when that engagement happens. You know what I'm saying? When it's just conversation, talk, and, you know, a little lunch here and there. It's going to lead to liking, and liking going to lead to loving, and loving going to lead to fucking. So don't bring your fucked pussy over here. You keep your fucked pussy where you at, unless we have that agreement.
And that's real interesting that you said that, based on the sole fact alone that in a lot of cases, intimacy has absolutely nothing to do with sex. So, you know,
wow.
You can just really even take it there, you know, because somebody can stroke you in a magnitude of different ways and not even physically touch you. So, hey, it is what it is, you know. So when you talk about monogamy, you know.
Right. Well, that goes back to what we discussed earlier about, you know, with, you know, males and females being able to be in a relationship and still have very affectionate feelings for someone else, you know what I'm saying, which personally – I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to be in a relationship with someone and have feelings for someone else. If you're in a relationship with someone, monogamy is much more than just sex, because a lot of times the stimulation of the relationship between you and the other person isn't sex. It's a rapport. It's a flirt. It's a friendship. It's a wink. It's a touch. You know what I mean? Which is much more than sex. So if you've given that to another man, you know, or a man, vice versa, you're giving that to another woman, you know, especially on a constant basis. Because, see, in my line of work, I have to give my ladies what they need. So, you know, that's work. So it's kind of like dating me, ladies, is like dating a stripper. you like that? You like that? I like that, too. That was good. Like that. I love you. I do. I love you. We're home. I love you, and I am all yours. Do you hear me? But when I go in the street, I have to, this is my public, I have to go do this so I can bring home some money, baby. Oh, I'm so ignorant. So, let's cap it off, you know what I'm saying, with the things the subjects that we touched today, you know, loving for the right and wrong reasons. And I want to shout out my homegirl, Chevette Walker, for choosing the subject for me today. Great subject, Chevette. Thanks, by the way. And, you know, I just want to talk about, like, realistically, you know, before we wrap it up, how do you feel about, you know, what you're going through, you know, and are you, first of all, are you currently in a relationship? Are you single?
Yes, I'm actually currently single, so, you know, that is what it is.
Fellas, go to my Facebook page. I'm going to put it on out there. Fellas, I say go to my Facebook page and take a look at this dying piece. Don't be leaving her out there too long because, straight up, it ain't going to last that much longer. So tell me, this is what I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell my listeners, and I want you to just put a certain energy out there and let a man that you're interested in, if a man, say a man is king, because, you know, by Ebony Brown, what should he expect after Ebony Brown kings him?
Well, definitely what I touched on earlier. I mean, just beyond ecstasy, when I talk about, you know, say these type of words, it's not just sexual, you know, but that type of intimacy to where, you know, not only am I stroking his body, you know what I mean, and his physical in every imaginable way, but his mind, you know, that is definitely something that a man, my king, could definitely look for, were to receiving from somebody like me. Because like I say, you know, sex, you know, that's great for the first, you know, depending on your partner, however many minutes, you know. But then, you know.
Hey, I fuck all the time. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck all the time. Like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sex is great. You know, sex is great. You know,
I'm just serious.
My whole thing is sex is great, but after that, then what? You know what I mean? Do I even like this individual that I'm sitting next to? You know, do I even like this individual that I'm sitting next to? And that means a lot to me. You know what I mean? If I got to look you in the face on a constant basis, I want to like and like, and this is a like that I'm talking about that's supreme to love. You know, I want to like the core of the individual in which I take, you know, a union with. And it's so important because just based on our topic alone, love for all the wrong reasons and love and the institution of love itself, you know, like I said earlier, people put this dynamic on the word itself, love, but there's so many highs and lows in relationships, you know what I mean, that you have to work through. You know, it's not wrong wasn't built in a day, you know, and relationships just don't happen like that. You know, they take a certain amount of dedication, sacrifice more than anything, and you know, and most people, you rarely have two parties coming into a situation unselfishly, so that's why you have such turmoil and so many marriages just dissipating and falling apart, because it wasn't genuine to begin with. You know, people marry for, and that's a whole another show within itself, people marry for all the wrong reasons, which is way beyond just the fact that you just call yourself loving somebody, you know. So I think that for me, it definitely, beyond just having substance, you know, the person in which that I'm dealing with, you know, there has to be a certain type of chemistry, of course, and connection. But, and of course, I don't want nobody doing worse than me, you know, but at the same time, you know, you know, it's almost as if I need that real friend. You know, I think we lost the essence of being friends and what that really, really means to be somebody friends. Because when you look at friendships, you know, there's certain things that you will do. Just take your personal relationships itself. There's certain things that you would do and arguments and fights that you'll get into with your girl, but you won't get into them same scenario type of arguments with your boys. Why?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Well, realistically, and to a degree, I understand you. But see, me and my, which I don't know what it is about me, and I apologize to.
But it,
don't
personalize it too much. Don't personalize.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying people in general. You know, they have these relationships with people, but then this certain other dynamic come in when love comes to play in a union between male and female, and it's just that. In a sense, you don't treat that relationship with the same respect, I would say, as you would to one of your homeboys or your homegirls that y'all came up from the dirt you love. You say you'll die for, you're jumping from a bullet. You know what I'm saying? You'll take a rap, a case for, and all this kind of stuff. But somewhere in there, this person that you're sharing your bed with, it's limitations on that love. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's just like,
yeah,
why? Where does those limitations come from?
And you know what? I'm going to tell you why I totally agree. And that's a trip because, I've noticed, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest, in certain ways and aspects, it's even made me even, and something that Trey Love just does not do because I'm just straight up, I think very highly of myself. But one thing that has made me feel jealous in relationships at times is when my woman is upset with me, and then she's going and being nice to some other nigga. That would burn me up inside. If you mad, motherfucker, be mad. Don't be mad with me and then going and treating somebody else like they a fucking king. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this it's a lot of demographics, you know what I'm saying? And I've come to learn and realize that what you said is so true. When you're with that person and you're intimate with it, like relationships. And you know what? I think we're gonna have to do more relationship shows because I'm getting a lot of inboxes and a lot of feedback. People are really loving this show. They're like, man, relationships, this is a good topic. So I see all y'all out there shouting me out, and I really appreciate you for your love and support and of Trey Love Radio, guys. I really thank you for all your support. To everybody within the sound of my voice, know that I'm grateful to you, and thank you for just continuing to listen and show me love and support what I'm doing. But, yeah, as I was saying, you know, it's like if you're going to be upset all the way around. Don't be upset with me and then go sit up and smile at some other dude's face. You know what I'm saying? That's just horrific. You know, that's like me being nasty to you, and then I'm going up calling my other homegirl, hey, what's up, baby, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Those certain things are just not fair. And in relationships, you got to be fair. And, again, to have a long-term, lasting, loving relationship, it takes time, man. It takes time. It takes time to build, and it takes time to grow. And the main thing that people have to do, I feel, especially if you want to maintain a long relationship with anybody, friendship, partnership, business, is you got to be forgiving. First of all, you have to know the person you're dealing with, and know that. Be mindful of when someone tells you a lie. Be mindful of when someone takes you for granted. Be mindful of when someone puts you second or third. You know, like they say, you know, you fucked me once, shame on you. You fucked me twice, shame on me. And be mindful of, especially when you're in a relationship, and I admit I come with my heart on my sleeve, and, you know, you get to a point where you know you're loving someone and you tell them each and everything about you, you know, all your intimate secrets, you know, your pains and whatnot, and that person has power. That person has power to hurt you because they can tell your secrets and tell your business, and that is a very hurtful thing because, and I'm going to just tell you, like my mother used to always tell me, and something I learned too, just because someone does you wrong, you do right. You continue to
That's
do
right.
right. Just because someone has done something to me or said things about me that they shouldn't have said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be the bigger man in this because my blessings don't lie in a person. My blessings lie bigger than that person. So I have to be the bigger man when, you know, I'm ridiculed and talked about, you know, and people take my love and my friendship and my care for granted. No problem, but just know that even though I forgive you, I never forget. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, even if you're going to continue to love a person that has wronged you, you have to be mindful of the next time, the next situation that comes up, am I going to share this with this person? Because this person can and will, and I know that they have used it against me. So, you know, you just have to be mindful of certain things, man. And with love and trust and building and having life with someone, it takes time, man. And this next song I want to just dedicate to everybody, man. I want to dedicate this song to everybody that out there in this world loving and trying to love. Let's know that this Nick Ashford is gone. His wife is currently now without her husband. And to the people that are in divorce, to the people that have lost loved ones, man, let's embrace. What we got to do is we have to build our friendships, our bonds, and we have to have lifelong love, you know. And I'm serious about this, guys. I mean, you got to learn to forgive. You got to learn to maintain, you know, they say forgive and forget. And, yeah, to a degree, I know forget. But, see, again, like I said, if you got me one time, what happens the next time? You'll get me again. So, you know, that's something that I'm very mindful of and very cautious of, you know. Been hurt, people, and I don't hide that from the family. You know, as an entertainer, I try to keep my eye private. But when things are made public, I have to go and defend myself and ensure that the people know that, hey, I am a genuine and a righteous person. I'm human. But my business is my business, and I would never put any of my personal business out there purposely or in, try to harm anyone else that's not trying to harm me. So I just want to say to everybody, this song is a sincere song. You know, I play it every time I get a chance, every show, because this is a song that has pure love to it, and I want to put this out there. This is Trey Love to everybody, and to the ones that I wronged, I want to say to you right now live on the radio, I beg your forgiveness. And to the ones that wronged me, I want to tell you, I forgive you, you know, because that's what true, sincere, unconditional love is all about. Man, y'all share y'all life with me.
Hey girl,
baby. I want y'all to share your life with me, man. All the people out there that show me love, that continue to support me in my career and in my grind, man. Ebony Brown, darling, you did a wonderful job as my co-host today. Man, I just want to tell everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Trey Love is a miracle worker, baby. I told you at the beginning I was God. And if you don't see me, then you must be blind. You understand? Because I'm making miracles happen around here, living my dream successful every day. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And I'm worthy, baby. And if I can't do it, motherfucker, it can't be done. I'm out.
Yeah. 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 I'ma let the shit fade, bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. I pop, punch the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah, the boat squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got.